You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. And on this Friday morning, it is the day before the Tour de France kicks off. And this would be the 101st edition of the Tour after last year's big anniversary. And here to talk a little bit about cycling, both on an international scale, a national scale, and certainly here in Indianapolis, a couple of experts. Welcome to Daniel Lee, former pro cyclist, author of The Belgian Hammer, and now works at Zip Speed Weaponry. That's an Indianapolis-based company making a lot of very, very high-performance wheels and components. And you can look for their wheels on two different teams, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Dan, on the Tour this year?
That's exactly right. Two teams, Omega Pharma Quickstep and Saxo Bank, Tinkoff Bank, will both be riding Zip wheels made right here in Indianapolis.
Okay, and also welcome Chris Wiggins, the owner of A1 Cyclery out on West Washington Street. Good to have you here, Chris, as well.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Let's talk first about the Tour as we get ready for the prologue tomorrow. And the defending champion, Cadel Evans, the Australian, certainly capable of winning again, but not necessarily considered a favorite this year. But this Tour is very open. It could go any direction, it seems.
Yes, this Tour is very wide open. There's fewer tough mountains, fewer summit finishes than many years, and more time trialing where the riders race alone against the clock, and that really suits Cadel Evans pretty well. So mm-hmm. I think most people are considering him the top favorite.
Okay, and one of the other guys who could become the first British Tour de France champion, Bradley Wiggins. Chris, no relation to you, right? Or maybe.
Possibly, yeah. I've got some family in Lincolnshire, so I'm sure we share some branches of our family tree somewhere, but I don't know.
One of the interesting things about...
He doesn't write or call.
Well, that's true. We'll have to get on that for you and make sure he makes the connection. Andy Schleck out of this year's Tour with a fractured pelvis, and of course he and his brother Frank finished 2 and 3 last year. That creates a little bit of an opportunity perhaps, or does it not?
Yes, you know, Frank Schleck will be racing. He's been kind of talking down his chances, so there's been some turmoil on his team about who's going to participate. One of them is an American, Chris Horner, who finished very well last year, has finished in the top 10 in the Tour.
40 years old.
40 years old, which as a fellow over 40 person, I root for him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about other Americans, guys, that you see having a shot? Levi Leipheimer seems to be maybe one of the top Americans. Maybe even a podium finish is in his future this year.
That's right. Levi rides Zip wheels, so we definitely like him. And Levi was hit by a car earlier in April, broke his leg, and so missed some racing, which was hard at the time. But, you know, some people believe that could help his form. Cycling is all about peaking at the right time. Mm-hmm. He usually would peak for the Tour of California in May. This year he used that as training. So we're hopeful that he's headed into the Tour de France in very good form. He's a good climber, but also a good time trialist. So this could be a very good year for him.
And Chris George Hincappy, 17 Tours de France. That's
amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing. War horse. But the American that I'm looking forward to seeing, he's not riding this year because of the Olympics, but a young rider by the name of Taylor Finney. I think mm-hmm. he's going to be, when he finally gets on that stage, is going to be phenomenal.
Hmm. Let's talk now a little bit about the transportation bill that is up in Congress. And I know, Chris, you've had quite a bit of dealing with some of the lawmakers in Washington. And, in fact, you were in Washington earlier this year to talk about this transportation bill. And you cringe when even we bring it up. Tell me about this and whether it's good or bad for cycling.
Well, it's bad, but it could have been a lot worse. They, you know, the House basically stripped 60-70% of the dedicated funding for biking and walking out of the transportation bill. You know, it's not good. And I don't really even know how to put it into words. It doesn't, to me, it's not a partisan issue. It's good for communities. And I think when we look at the local level, we've got a very great partner in Mayor Ballard that, mm-hmm. that understands the importance of these programs and having this infrastructure in place. And they wiped 20 years of progress out of the bill. So mm-hmm. it's bad, but it could have been a lot worse.
And that bill apparently is going to come up for a vote today, tomorrow?
Today.
Today, okay. Yeah. What do we need to do, what as bicycling cyclists and advocates, what do we need to do to get the word out to you know,
well,
reverse
this? We need to be
this?
Engaged. I mean, I think that that's historically been the shortcoming of people that are involved in bicycling. It's always, well, I'm going to let somebody else do it. And I think we need to continually let our representatives, I mean, you need to know who your congressman is, and you just need to be vocal and let them know that these programs and this infrastructure is important to you, and then get involved with, we've got two great organizations in Bicycle Indiana, which is a statewide advocacy organization, mm-hmm. and then a citywide group that, and you know, I'm on the board of IndyCog, mm-hmm. and they've done a phenomenal job of raising awareness and outreach and education for not only cyclists, but for motorists as well.
Also, SEBA, Central Indiana Bicycling Association,
absolutely.
AmericaBikes.org, too. Dan, go ahead, chip in on this.
Yes, I just think there's tremendous momentum for cycling right now. And, you know, despite some funding setbacks, I took part in a ride last night in Carmel called Carmel Pedals, which is a recreational ride. And it's really just all about getting people out on bikes. Mm-hmm. And I met two women who had just started blog, one on kind of cycling style, one on from kind of a female perspective for commuting and mountain biking. And we would have never seen things like that even just a few years ago. And, you know, it's all about how we use our infrastructure and using bikes for fitness, transportation, you know, kind of solving all kinds of problems and making ourselves healthier at the same time. So, you know, I think in Indianapolis, the greater Indianapolis area has momentum for cycling like it's never had before.
I was going to say, by the way, we're talking with Chris Wiggins, the owner of A1 Cyclery on West Washington Street, also Dan Lee, author, cyclist, also works at Zip Speed Weaponry. Chris, you mentioned Mayor Ballard a moment ago. And Dan, talk about the increase in awareness, the increase in, you know, bike lanes and participation in cycling here in Indianapolis. And I think the mayor has had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, the mayor has the vision. I mean, it's a real field of dreams type of scenario where if you build it, they will come. I mean, people want to ride their bikes, and they want to be able to do it safely. So we have a great north-south corridor in the Monon, and now it's just about connectivity.
Except for when some guy puts carpet tacks on the Monon.
Well,
that was a bad deal.
And, you know, there's always going to be, you know, knuckleheads out there that are going to try to do things like that. And I will say that with respect to these groups, both IndyCog and SEBA, they were the ones that went out and actually cleaned that up. I mean, it wasn't the city and it wasn't the Parks Department. They were volunteers. I mean, they took it upon themselves to go out and clean that up. So, but right now it's about connectivity and it's about connecting with bike lanes and greenways to the Monon and actually allowing people to get somewhere on their bike. They want to do that. People want to do that. And with the mayor's help, we're getting it done for sure.
Guys, go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I was, you know, a couple years ago, I had a chance to go on a bike ride with Mayor Ballard in Eagle Creek. And, you know, you could really just see his passion for promoting cycling in the area. And really since then, whether I'm in my car driving or on my bike riding, I see more cyclists out there, every type of cyclist from racers down to, you know, people who are just getting back on the bike for the first time, mm-hmm. since they were a kid. So it's very encouraging.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. We could spend a lot more time, obviously,
yeah.
talking about this, and maybe we should one of these days make this a regular deal. Who knows? We shall see. But we appreciate the time this morning. Dan Lee from Zip Speed Weaponry. Again, look for two teams riding Zip wheels in this year's Tour de France. Author of The Belgian Hammer. You can still get that book, right?
That's right. Should be at most local bookstores or on Amazon.
All right. Very good. And Chris Wiggins, the owner of A1 Cyclery out on West Washington Street, far west side of the city. Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.